When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
David in Oregon's on the line with an insulation question. Tell us about it.
Hi, I have a 1957 model house, and it's a ranch style. And we noticed this winter when we had a little bit of snow, well, our snow left before all of our neighbors did. And we live in around Salem, Oregon, there in a valley. So it's pretty mild winters and not too bad in the summer. I've got a half a dozen vents up there on the top of the roof. And those have been blocked off, and there's a fan, an exhaust fan been put in there that's on a thermostat.
Right.
I want to know if I need to take those out, you know, open those back up, turn the fan off, and about how much insulation I need to put in there. About, I think about 9 inches or a foot.
Well, and you say you have 9 inches or a foot right now?
It doesn't have, it has like maybe 3 right now.
Okay.
You know what, Leslie? It sounds like nothing he has is working correctly.
Is the right thing.
Or was installed right. That's right. Exactly.
You know, generally with insulation, regardless of where you are in the country, you want anywhere between 19 and 22 inches, and that depends on if you use the fiberglass bat or the blown-in. But that's how much you need, whether you live in a hot climate or a cold climate, just to keep your home operating efficiently and keep the temperatures the way they're supposed to be inside. Now, with your venting, you really need a continuous ridge vent and you need soffit vents, because with insulation, you need ventilation to make sure that it works properly. So those are really the ideal situations. And a lot of times what happens is you may have a soffit vent, but you've put insulation right over it, or if you stored things and, you know, you can't even get the airflow in there. So if you have soffit vents, you need to expose them and allow them to do their job. And exhaust fans are never a good idea.
Yeah, that's right, because they depressurize the attic space and they actually reach down into the house and they'll steal air-conditioned air. So we say get rid of the exhaust fan, get in continuous ridge vents, continuous soffit vents, add that 19 to 22 inches of fiberglass insulation, and finally, you will have an energy-efficient attic, and that's going to really impact both your heating and your cooling bills in a very positive way.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea, and I really enjoy your guys' show, and I listen to you every weekend.
All right, David, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.